So this sutta comes from the Samyutta Nikaya. It's Samyutta 3. It's in the Kosala Samyutta, sutta number 24. Atsavati. Sitting to one side, King Pasenadi of Kosala said to the Blessed One, "Venerable Sir, where should a gift be given?" And the Buddha's reply, "Wherever one's mind has confidence, great king." "But, Venerable Sir, where does what is given become of great fruit?" "This is one question, great king, where should a gift be given? And this another, where does what is given become of great fruit?" "What is given to one who is virtuous, great king, is of great fruit. Not so what is given to an immoral person. Now then, great king, I will question you about this same point. Answer as you see fit. What do you think, great king? Suppose you are at war and a battle is about to take place. Then a Kshatriya youth, from the noble classes or warrior classes, Then a Kshatriya youth would arrive, one who is untrained, unskillful, unpracticed, inexperienced, timid, petrified, frightened, quick to flee. Would you employ that man? And would you have any use for such a man? Surely not, Venerable Sir. Then a Brahman youth would arrive, a Vaisa youth, a Sudha youth, who is untrained, quick to flee." So that's from the different four castes in the Buddha's time, who is untrained, unskillful, unpracticed, inexperienced, timid, petrified, frightened, quick to flee. "Would you employ that man, and would you have any use for such a man? Surely not, Venerable Sir. What do you think, great king? Suppose you are at war, and a battle is about to take place. Then a Kshatriya youth would arrive, one who is trained, skillful, practiced, experienced, brave, courageous, bold, ready to stand his place. Would you employ that man, and would you have any use for such a man? Surely I would, Venerable Sir. Then a Brahman youth would arrive, a Vaisa youth, or a Sudha youth, one who is trained, skillful, practiced, experienced, brave, courageous, bold, ready to stand his place. Would you employ that man, and would you have any use for such a man? Surely I would, Venerable Sir. So too, great king, when a person has gone forth from the household life into homelessness, no matter from what clan, if he has abandoned five factors and possesses five factors, then what is given to him is of great fruit. What five factors have been abandoned? Sensual desire has been abandoned. Ill will has been abandoned. Sloth and torpor have been abandoned. Restlessness and remorse have been abandoned. Doubt has been abandoned. What five factors does he possess? He possesses the aggregate of virtue of one beyond training, the aggregate of concentration of one beyond training, the aggregate of wisdom of one beyond training, the aggregate of liberation of one beyond training, the aggregate of the knowledge and vision of liberation of one beyond training. He possesses these five factors. Thus, what is given to one who has abandoned five factors and who possesses five factors is of great fruit. And then this is in verse. As a king intent on waging war would employ a youth skilled with the bow, one endowed with strength and vigor, but not the coward on account of his birth. So even though he be of low birth, one should honor the person of noble conduct, the sagely being in whom are established the virtues of patience and gentleness. One should build delightful hermitage and invite the learned to dwell in them. One should build water tanks in the forest and causeways over rough terrain. With a confident heart, one should give to those of upright character, give food and drink and things to eat, clothing to wear and beds and seats. For as the rain cloud, thundering, wreathed in lightning, with 100 crests, pours down its rain upon the earth, flooding both the plain and the valley, so the wise being, faithful, learned, having had a meal prepared, satisfies with food and drink the mendicants who live on alms. Rejoicing, he distributes gifts and proclaims, "Give, give." For that is his thundering, like the sky when it rains. That shower of merit so vast will pour down on the giver. So that I think the first interesting thing about this sutta is the, of course, the question of and the answer when where should a gift be given. There are other places in the suttas where the Buddha is criticized for saying that gifts should only be given to, and say, dana should only be offered to his disciples, not to anybody else's. And King Pasenadi, in asking this question, is sort of setting clarifying a criticism that was going around in the Buddha's time. And so that he asked quite directly, where should a gift be given? And then the Buddha's response is, to give where your mind has confidence, where you have faith. And and then the follow-up question of where does what is given become of great fruit? And then the Buddha says, well, those are two different questions. One is giving where one has faith, and the other is where is what is given is actually becomes of great fruit, great benefit. And so then the Buddha is pointing to the degree of virtue and wholesome qualities that person possesses. And of course, again, the Buddha making the point that it's not around the caste system, which was actually, very much the case, I think, the Brahmins didn't have much to do with other castes in terms of service and assistance, and even to this day, the caste system is still kind of fairly well in place in India. But then the Buddha is sort of saying, what is the the basis of what one's going to make a decision on in terms of what bears good fruit? It's around the training in skillfulness and goodness, and in the same way that one doesn't want whether one's from a well-born caste, a well-born family, whatever, all of that, they if they're untrained, unskillful, petrified, frightened, quick to flee, they're not going to be much use on a battlefield. And that sense of being what is going to be of benefit in whatever in terms of the it's around the training. And of course, in any person who is gone forth, this abandoning of the five hindrances and then the possessing of the factors of the fruits of the training. So that's an interesting sutta. Any questions on that sutta?